Welcome to the Haverford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxton, Assistant Sports Information Director. This newly created podcast will have conversations with student athletes, coaches, and administration in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features women's soccer player Joe Holler. Holler is a senior who is a two-time captain and made the Centennial Conference Academic Honor Roll in 2013. She discusses her time at Haverford College, the balance of being a student athlete, and answers some fun questions about herself. Here's how the interview went. So I'm with Joe Holler of the women's soccer team, and Joe, you guys are about a week into the season. It's been the first week of school too. What's that balance been like between the getting used to the academic side and the athletic side?
It's always a little bit tough to balance, but soccer has been serving as a really wonderful release from being in class all day, shopping a lot of different things, trying to figure out which classes you're taking, and then you get to be out on the field with your best friends for a couple of hours. So it's been really wonderful.
So going back to your senior year of high school, you're looking at colleges, that whole stressful part, the stressful time in your life, what were some of the things that attracted you to Haverford College?
So I hadn't heard of it until Jamie Schneck, reached out to me about soccer. And then I came to campus and took a tour, had an info session, and sort of fell in love with the place. I think the honor code here was something that really drew me towards Haverford, as well as the values placed on community and communal learning and collaboration.
So you talked about it briefly. How have you balanced the academic side of being a student athlete with the athletic side?
I sort of compartmentalize in my brain, so I need to sort of be in academic mode when I'm in academic mode and in athletic mode when I'm out on the field, and I think that's really helped me. You know, it's sort of, I structure my time. I'm somebody that likes to schedule and plan things out, and so I know when I'm in the weight room, I'm bettering myself for soccer, and, you know, when I'm in the classroom, I'm working hard for academics as well. So I think sort of just compartmentalizing and temporally separating things has really helped me.
What other things have you been involved with on campus?
So I'm part of the freshman orientation program, which is called Customs here. I'm a peer awareness facilitator, which means that I lead 10 discussions for freshman hall over the course of the year on issues like body image and alcohol and drugs and sexual health and practices and race and class, things that, you know, are sort of difficult conversations to have but are really important to talk about when you're sharing a communal living space. I volunteer on the Joe Schwartz 83 Walk Run Board for ALS Research with Corey Waltz, so I do a lot of planning for the race and sort of preparation, soliciting businesses and stuff for funding for that. I work in admissions as a tour guide, and I do a work-study job in the athletic center here.
So you are involved in a lot of different things other than just athletics and your academics. What are some of your favorite parts about being involved in so many different activities?
It really allows me to see a lot of different facets of the community here. I've met a lot of different people through freshman orientation, through admissions, and I think it's, you know, really incredible to see sort of all these different multifaceted people doing so many things on this campus and really, like, bringing life to the community here.
What's one word of advice would you give to the upcoming freshmen who are just starting this week?
The ones that are sort of starting classes right now, be communicative. I think, you know, through athletic and academic experiences at Haverford, it's really important to talk to your professors, talk to your coach. If something's bothering you, let somebody know, and have fun. Honestly, it's the best. It's really the best.
Have you done any kind of internships to prepare for life after college? If so, what kind of stuff have you been doing with that?
I have a little bit. I'm sort of still sussing out what I want to do. I worked 2 summers ago in a shark research and conservation lab in Cape Eleuthera in the Bahamas. And so I was doing sustainable fisheries research, sort of looking at this particular invasive species that is in the Bahamas at the moment, and sort of ways that we can educate the community there about that particular kind of fish, how we can encourage fishing them and discourage fishing things that are less sustainable. And I got to, you know, dive and play with sharks and hang out. It was great.
And get to be in Bermuda, which is beautiful.
Yeah, it was not a bad summer gig for sure.
Right. What does it mean to you to be a two-time captain?
It's a huge honor. I think, you know, this team means so, so much to me. And I really, you know, strive to contribute leadership to it in whatever way that I can. Everything is for my teammates, for the girls, and, you know, it's sometimes it's hard and sometimes I get a little bit stressed out, but I, you know, it's really special to me. And, you know, it's amazing to be part of such an incredible program and legacy, such as the women's soccer team here.
Is there one particular moment at school that stands out above the rest?
From an athletic standpoint?
Athletic standpoint and off the field. So two particular moments that stand out for you over your 4 years. I know it's kind of a loaded question.
There are so many.
I know it's kind of a loaded question, but is there one that you can kind of single out?
From an athletic standpoint, we won the conference my freshman year, which I will still tell people is the best day of my life. we beat Johns Hopkins 2-1, and after losing to them in the regular season and destroying their 7-year Centennial Conference championship winning streak. And I remember actually, winning the thing was great when the final whistle blew, but 35 seconds before that, one of their players went down with an injury, and our captain at the time, this Mariah Baker, she brought us into a huddle and she said, "It's half a 300, which is one of our fitness tests, they take about a minute to run. And so she was like, "It's half a 300. We can push for half a 300. And I've never been so pumped up in my whole life. It was pretty incredible. From a non-athletic standpoint, wow, there have been so many good ones there, too. I actually just gave a tour about an hour ago. One of the anecdotes I always tell on my tour is during Hurricane Sandy. This sort of speaks to the honor code and the Haverford community. During Hurricane Sandy, it was my freshman year. And my hall was really excited because we had a long weekend. And so we were dancing around, and we had some music playing. And somebody came upstairs from downstairs and asked if we could turn the music down because she was finishing a paper. So we did. 3 hours later, she had finished her paper and came upstairs and joined us, and we turned the music right back up. And so I think that really speaks to sort of the ability of students at Haverford to confront others, to really ask what they, you know, ask for help if they need it, and also just kind of join in a fun community together.
Yeah. What are some of your plans after school?
So this is sort of a new thought for me, but I was abroad last semester in Cape Town, South Africa, and it was one of the first times in my life that I wasn't playing or I wasn't competing in athletics to the level that I'm used to, especially at Haverford. And I was playing for the university there, but it was definitely more relaxed. And it got me thinking that I wasn't ready to relinquish athletics in the capacity that I know them yet. So senior year is a scary thing. But it made me really want to go into physical therapy or something along that vein, sort of helping athletes get back to their sports. And I'm a biology major and neuroscience minor, so I'm in the science field of things at the moment. So that's the current thought, but definitely subject to change.
So now we're heading into the part of the interview where you get to kind of show off your personality a little bit. So here are some, it's really not as bad as you think it may be. Here's some rapid fire questions. So just give me the first thing that pops into your head. Favorite sports team growing up?
The Yankees.
Who's been your favorite Yankee?
Derek Jeter. Born and raised. I do have reason for that, though. I got to see, I was there the night he became Mr. November.
Okay.
At the World Series. It's a big deal.
So, what's been your favorite? What's been your okay? So this takes me into another set of questions. So what's been your favorite Jeter moment? Or what was your favorite Jeter moment?
That night, I think. It was Halloween, and my dad, well, my mom wasn't so into the idea of me missing trick-or-treating to go to the World Series. She thought it would make me upset, but I was so adamant about going, and I was a diehard Yankees fan growing up and still am. And so my dad and I went to the World Series game. We were sitting way up in the bleachers in right field, and it was late, and it was going into extra innings, and the clock had just hit midnight, and Jeter hits a walk-off home run to win it, and we screamed until one, and, you know, me as a second grader, it was late for me, still would be,
right.
But yeah, we stood there cheering for at least an hour, nobody left the stadium, and then we headed home. It was pretty incredible.
So do you like the old stadium or new stadium more?
The old one. I'm kind of a classic kid, I think, but I think also just because that was the one I grew up with, you know, like I would go to games with my dad, and yeah, it's the old stadium, the house that Ruth built. You can't beat it.
Now transitioning away from Yankees talk, favorite movie?
My favorite movie is Miracle.
Favorite book?
My favorite book is To the Lighthouse by Virginia Woolf.
Favorite food?
Ooh, probably sushi or maybe some dessert.
Favorite vacation spot?
Anywhere with mountains.
Okay. Is there a particular mountain that you like, or is it just mountains in general?
I actually, when I was abroad in South Africa, I visited the Drakensberg Range, which is sort of right between Joburg and Durban in northern South Africa, or middle South Africa, kind of. And it was an unbelievable place. It's actually the range that J.R.R. Tolkien based Lord of the Rings off of.
Okay.
To give you a picture, a little mental picture.
Favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
Oh my goodness. I didn't really watch cartoons that much. I like Batman, I think.
What is the most played song on your iTunes playlist?
I think it might be Miracle by Cascada, which my team doesn't know or listen to very often at the moment.
So you gotta keep that to yourself?
That's pretty embarrassing.
What was your favorite board game when you were growing up, or your favorite board game now?
Clue.
Definitely Clue. Good, that's a good choice. Yeah. So, moving on to some more open-ended questions. What is one thing that you cannot live without?
One thing that I cannot live without. An item or an experience?
Either or.
I am an avid hiker and backpacker, and I think without those experiences in my life, I would go crazy. And I don't get them that often, but throughout the summer, I try to go as often as I can.
What are three things on your bucket list that you'd like to accomplish?
You know, a conference championship would be nice, another one of those. I think I really would like to travel to Southeast Asia at some point, to Thailand or Cambodia, something like that. And I really want to learn, I want to get better at cooking. You know, it's not something I'm particularly good at, but I would like to, you know, some like tarts or pies, something like that, some baking.
Which teammate, you said you're an avid hiker, which teammate, if you had to bring one teammate with you to go hiking, who would it be and why?
Raina Fitzpatrick, for sure. Yeah, not even a question. She's a little crunchy granola. She wears Chacos. She's just made for it, and I also have a great time with her always. She better listen to this, Raina, in your comment.
If you could be any TV or movie character, what would it be and why?
I always say that my spirit animal is Robin Scherbatsky from How I Met Your Mother. And I think I would be her because she's, you know, super confident and cool and has sweet friends and a nice life in New York. Sounds pretty nice.
You're going to a dinner, and at the table you can invite three people past or present. Who would they be and why?
Wow, I've had this question before, and I think the answer changes. Are fictional characters that cool?
You can take it anyway.
All right, Abraham Lincoln, Peter Pan, And I really like Charlie Chaplin.
Fair enough. What was the worst movie you've ever seen?
What is the worst movie I've ever seen? Oh, you know what it was? I don't remember what it's called, but I, for a friend's birthday party growing up, we watched this really old Meryl Streep movie where it was like these immortal women and they were blowing holes in each other and like falling downstairs and couldn't die and they were terrible people. I didn't really understand it at all, but I'll look it up and get the title back to you.
Which leads me to my next question. You have the ability to write a major movie with an unlimited budget. What would you make the movie about?
Whoa. Am I in it? Or I'm making it?
You can make... It's unlimited budget. You can make...
I really wanna, like, fly on one of those, like, wire things, you know? So I'd hook myself up to that, and I would definitely just be me flying places in the movie.
Be cheaper too if you just hired yourself instead of hiring.
Exactly.
Okay.
But I'll hire some cool people too. Johnny Depp will be in it for sure.
Describe your perfect day.
My perfect day? Raina Fitzpatrick calls me up in the morning and she asks me if I want to go for a hike and I say yes. And so we head out to the mountains and we bring some cheese and crackers and we climb something really intense and cool, and then we come back down and we go watch one of those the park near my house will have movies in the park, and so they have like a big blow up screen out on the field, so we'd go watch a movie there and then eat some ice cream for sure, go to bed.
Would you, if you had the ability to time travel, would you go to the past or present? Or the future?
I think the past.
What, is there a particular era you like to go to, or is there a particular moment you'd like to revisit?
I'd love to check out the 20s, I think.
Now, say you had the ability to time travel, and you accidentally bumped into the high school version of yourself.
Oh, boy.
What advice would you give to yourself?
I would tell myself to, I think the same advice that I would tell one of our freshmen now. I would tell myself to communicate with, I would tell myself to go to Haverford College, make that choice. I would tell myself to communicate with my peers and superiors. And I would tell myself to eat your veggies, Joe.
My final question is, if you could describe yourself in 5 words, what would the words be?
Wow, I don't like this question. hardworking, quirky, nature loving.
That's two, but go on.
So that can count as 4, too. Okay. That's fine. All right. And, excitable.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podomatic, or listen to the podcast on our Haverford Athletics website. We'll have more fall athletes coming soon. Go Fords!